Good morning. Welcome to our service this morning. Our household, Chris and me, had a rude awakening around 4 a.m. this morning when my calendar alarm on my phone went off to remind me that there was a service happening here at the Vines this morning. I've never done that before. Why on earth did I set an alarm for 5 hours prior to the start of the service? We are all fragile human beings. So welcome again, and welcome to those who are watching online. In Lamentations chapter 3, we read this. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. You will probably know this song, I suspect.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord. Great is your faithfulness. Steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord. Great is your faithfulness.
Let's pray. Lord, we praise you and thank you for your faithfulness, for your love, for your mercy, for your grace, for the relationship that we have with you. You in us and us in you because of Jesus. And help us, Lord, to be mindful today and every day of your faithfulness. Amen. It's a song we've sung before, but it was a couple of years back. Just join in as you pick it up. You might like to stand, maybe.
Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol the Lord, all you peoples. For great is the love of the Lord towards us. His faithfulness endures forever. Great is the love of the Lord towards us. His faithfulness endures forever. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol the Lord, all you peoples. For great is the love of the Lord towards us. His faithfulness endures forever. Great is the love of the Lord towards us. His faithfulness endures forever. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise the Lord, for great is his love. Praise the Lord, all you peoples, for his faithfulness endures forever. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise the Lord, for great is his love. Praise the Lord, all you peoples, for his faithfulness endures forever. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol the Lord, all you peoples. For great is the love of the Lord towards us. His faithfulness endures forever. Great is the love of the Lord towards us. His faithfulness endures forever.
The theme of today's service, if you hadn't caught on yet, or if you haven't read what's on the front of the grapevine, is God's faithfulness. And I did put a little note in the grapevine and invited you to have a think about whether you could recall any significant moments across your life of God's faithfulness, and, you know, a time or times when God's faithfulness was clearly evident to you. And I'm not going to ask anybody to tell us what it was. But if you haven't done that, just hold that thought and see if you can recall across this service a time when you can say, yeah, I can see that God's faithfulness was evident to me in this situation or that situation. It's always there. Praise you and thank you for your faithfulness, for your love, for your mercy, for your grace. Lord, we don't always get life right. Maybe more often than not, we get it wrong. There are times, Lord, when we do slip, but we know that in Jesus and through Jesus, we are forgiven. And we praise you for your forgiveness. And in the midst of all of that goes on in our lives, the good, the bad, and the in-between, the struggles, whatever the challenges are, help us, Lord, to be mindful that you are always faithful and that your faithfulness endures forever. And for all these things, Lord God, we give you praise and thanks. Amen. Okay, just a couple of notices. The only notices I'm aware of are those that are in the grapevine. So if you've got a grapevine, then you've got everything you need to know. But I will highlight some just across the month of May. 6th of May, the Home Aloners. 13th of May, Circle of Friends. Men's Dinner on the 21st of May. And Friday, Friends on the 30th of May. And also, there's the contact details for the people who organise those things if you want to know more or want to register for one of those. Please do. There's a note in there too from Margaret Prescott about the packing day for 2025, which is about providing suitable donations of clothing for Indigenous communities in Central North and West Australia. Now, Margaret's put some boxes out there in the foyer for clothing to go into, and those boxes are going to be available as well as today for the next three Sundays. So have a think about what's in your wardrobe and what you don't need. To help you do that, I believe there are some lists out where the boxes are so that you can actually have a look and bring stuff that is actually what is needed. So thanks if you're able to do that. We're going to sing a song, Lord, I Come Before Your Throne of Grace, which we've sung before, and use it for our offering this morning. It's written by a couple by the name of Robert and Dawn Critchley. Because I think, in thinking about God's faithfulness as we are this morning, we need to think about God's faithfulness in all of life's circumstances. And the Critchleys, who were ministering in the Niagara Community Church in the USA in the 80s and 90s, wrote this song after their newborn son, Gideon, died after 2 days. Let's hold that thought as we sing this song. And it also is a reminder for me that we can, I've said it before, bring ourselves in our offering this morning, and every Sunday morning we do that. But bring ourselves as we are, regardless of what's going on in our lives and the difficulties, whether it's going well or not.
Let me comfort those who suffer
with the comfort you have given. I will tell of your great love for as long as I live, singing, what a faithful God have I. What a faithful God have I. What a faithful God. What a faithful God have I. Faithful in every way.
Please stand.
What a faithful God have I. What a faithful God. What a faithful God have I. Faithful in every way.
Lord, again we praise you and thank you for your faithfulness. And Lord, we bring these offerings to you this morning that Cheryl and Adrian are holding, and pray that you enable us to use wisely and well all that comes to this table. But also, Lord, for ourselves, help us to know that you are faithful to us all the time. And we give you praise and thanks, our Lord God, Abba, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit. Amen. Please take your seats.
As a lead-in to our prayer this morning, I'm bringing some verses from Paul from Philippians 4. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. Our Father, in the midst of illness and uncertainty, we think of your divine peace to envelop us. Grant comfort to those who suffer, strength to the caregivers, and hope to their hearts. And may your presence be a soothing balm, calming fears, and restoring faith. Help us to trust in your plan, knowing that your love sustains us always. Father God, you have shown yourself faithful throughout the scripture. Thank you for being faithful in our lives too. Forgive us for all those times when we have doubted you in the past, and at times taken things into our own hands and not trusted you with our situation. You love us and want the best for us. Your love for us is immeasurable and unconditional. Everything that happens in our life, you allow, even if it's painful at times. Remind us that you work all things out for good for those who love you. Prompt us in our moments of doubt to never forget all the things that you have done in our life. To never forget that you sent your own Son to die a brutal death on the cross at Calvary because you love us. To never forget all the unanswered prayers and comfort you have provided us over the years. To never forget that you are God and we will one day spend eternity with you. Never forget that your plans for us are good, as they are plans to prosper us and not harm us. They are plans that give us hope and a future. Lord, we trust you today because you are faithful, and we know your faithfulness never runs dry. We love you and remember you. We remember all that you are, and we remember all that you have done. Amen. Let us join together as we say the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, power, and glory of the Lord's, now and forever.
Amen. This morning's reading is from Psalm 86. A prayer of David. Hear me, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I am faithful to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, Lord, for I put my trust in you. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. When I am in distress, I call to you because you answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, Lord. They will bring glory to your name. For you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart that I may revere your name. I will praise you, Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. For great is your love towards me. You have delivered me from the depths, from the realm of the dead. Arrogant foes are attacking me, O God. Ruthless people are trying to kill me, have no regard for you. But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God. Slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Show your strength on behalf of your servant. Save me, because I serve you just as my mother did. Give me a sign of your goodness, that my enemies may see it and be put to shame, for you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Russ. Thank you, Chris. Great is your love towards me. Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Lord, you are a compassionate and gracious God, abounding in love and faithfulness. This morning's message is going to be a bit of a musical one. I can't help myself. And as has already been said, the theme is God's faithfulness. Communion, as I noted in the grapevine, has a profound meaning in a couple of ways. But the two I mentioned was that it's a reminder of the presence of Jesus in my life. Bread and wine, celebrated by the church for 2 millennia. Some people do it every day, some people do it weekly. We do it on the first Sunday of each month. But it's nonetheless a reminder of God's presence to us and God's faithfulness to us. Back in from 1989 to 1992, Chris and I were in Zambia, working at one of the church hospitals there. Chris was looking after the kids. Our youngest daughter, Jess, was born at the hospital in April of 1989. And across those 4 years, Jess had malaria 7 times. It's a bit of a worrying thing, malaria. And I have a vivid recollection of one of the occasions when Jess had malaria. Chris picked up, after the first time, she picked up very quickly that Jess had symptoms again to get the test to make sure it was, and then the treatment would kick in very quickly. And it was just as well we were at a hospital We could get that sort of thing done very quickly. But I remember Jess lying on our bed, literally panting like a dog, hot, just and we prayed and nothing evident happened, you know. Do you have that experience in prayer? Sometimes you pray, ask God to do something, and nothing seems to happen. But Jess is still with us, thank God. She's now 36. She's the mother of three beautiful and very different girls. When they're all together, the place is very busy. But that incident way back then, and I'm sure, which is why I asked the question about, in the grapevine, about faithfulness and God's faithfulness to us. If you can recount things that have happened, and dare I say, the fact that you're still here, the fact that you're here this morning and you've come this morning, to me says something about God's faithfulness drawing us here this morning and bringing us into worship and the celebration of communion. So I've drawn on the Psalms a bit for today, and you've probably heard me say it before, I love the Psalms, although I don't like the kick butt Psalms so much, you know, the ones that say, kick my enemy in the butt, Lord. They don't actually say that, but kind of, that's my very bad translation. It is an amazing record just in the Psalms alone of God's faithfulness. 37 times in the Psalms the word faithfulness is used. And that, you know, sort of impresses on me that, you know, faithfulness and God's faithfulness is probably a bit important. God's love towards us is great, and his faithfulness endures forever. Psalm 100, you might be familiar with that. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Do you like to shout for joy to the Lord? It's all right, you don't have to sing it. That's okay, you're safe. I'll get you to sing in a minute. Joy to the Lord, all the earth. Come before him with joyful songs. Worship the Lord with gladness. Shout for joy to the Lord. Shout for joy. Shout for joy to the Lord. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Come before him with joyful songs. Worship the Lord with gladness. Shout for joy to the Lord. Praise his name. Shout for joy to the Lord. Oh, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Come before him with joyful songs. His love endures. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Shout for joy to the Lord. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Shout for joy to the Lord. Appreciating what Ross prayed in our prayer earlier about, I can't remember the exact wording, Ross, but about God being present to us in difficult times. And I know that it's really hard to shout for joy to the Lord when you're going through a difficult time. You know, there wasn't too much joy happening in me and Chris, I don't think, back in whatever year it was that Jess had that moment with one of her instances of malaria. And I'm sure you can all recall similar moments where life just seems a hassle, it's difficult, you're in pain, whatever the case may be, does not change God's faithfulness. And suffering, it's part of life. And in one sense, not in a very real sense, there's not a whole lot we can do about that, but trust and journey with God. Psalm 89 has 52 verses. It's okay, I'm not going to sing all 52. But it has much to say about King David and God's faithfulness to him, despite the fact that David had been unfaithful. The NIV version of this psalm records the word faithfulness 7 times, just in the one psalm. This song just comes from the first 2 verses. And you'll get a chance to sing this in a minute. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that your faithfulness was established in heaven. I will sing of the Lord's great love. I will sing of the Lord's great love. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. Join me. We will sing of the Lord's great love forever. We will make your faithfulness known through all generations. We will declare that your love stands firm forever, that your faithfulness was established in heaven. We will sing of your great love. We will sing of your great love. We will sing of your great love forever. From the top. We will sing of the Lord's great love forever. We will make your faithfulness known to all generations. We will declare that your love stands firm forever, that your faithfulness was established in heaven. We will sing of your great love. We will sing of your great love. We will sing of your great love, Lord. It's always dangerous to be singing a song, particularly where when you're standing where I am, and to be thinking about something else. But I, I was in that moment, and I was thinking about us as a church here at the Vines and the fact that we don't have a minister. God's faithfulness is with us whether we do have a minister or whether or not. We've got to keep praying that God will bring someone to us at some stage. But if that doesn't happen for a season or it doesn't happen at all, it does not change God's faithfulness in us and through us and to us as we seek to serve God and reach out to the community beyond the walls of this building. God is always faithful. Chris read to us from Psalm 86. Which is one of my favourite psalms as well. I've got a few. There's probably a few ways it could be interpreted, but in the years I've been familiar with the psalm and put this song together, I see it as a prayer where David recognises his need for God. And that's part of our faith journey, is to be able to recognise that although we try and do it on our own, and you know, when we're young, we're gung-ho and successful and do stuff and get a job or whatever, have kids, and then you get to my age and there's grandkids, and your age you've got grandkids, some of you have got great grandkids, and so our perspectives change. But God, to recognise that all through life we need God, is the reality that comes out for me in this psalm. And in David declares his trust in God. He seeks God's salvation and mercy, is in awe of God, proclaims his devotion to God. Actually, it's probably the bit of God's devotion to him as well. God is devoted to us. Seeks God's joy for his life. There's that word, joy, again. Acknowledges God's compassion, grace, and faithfulness, and so on. There's more to it, but... I'll get you to join me on the chorus of this after I've sung the second verse. Hear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Save me, Lord, I trust in you. Have mercy on me, O Lord. There is none like you, O Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will worship before you. I will praise you, O Lord, my God. I will praise you with all of my heart. Glorify your name forever, for great is your love towards me. Guard my life here, O Lord, I am devoted to you. Bring your servant joy, my Lord, to you I lift up my soul. You, O Lord, are a God of compassion. Are a God of grace, slow to anger and abounding in love and faithfulness. Sing, I will praise you, O Lord, my God, join in. I will praise you with all of my heart. I will glorify your name forever, for great is your love to all. Me, try it again. I will praise you, O Lord, my God. I will praise you with all of my heart. I will glorify your name forever, for great is your love towards me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart, that I may fear your name. Turn to me, Lord, Lord, have mercy. Grant your strength to your servant, Lord. Give me a sign of your goodness, Lord, for you. Help and comfort me. I will praise you, O Lord, my God. I will praise you with all of my heart. I will glorify your name forever, for great is your love towards me. I will praise you, O Lord, my God. I will praise you with all of my heart. Your love, great is your love, great is your love towards me. There is none like you, Lord. You are great. You alone are God. May we rely on your faithfulness. We're going to prepare for communion, and Colin's going to come in a minute and lead us in communion. We're going to sing a song that we've sung before. Remember my presence. You stay seated as we sing it. But think as you're singing it about the people around you, and listen if you can, if you can listen and sing at the same time. Listen to the voices around you and hear the voice of Jesus in the people around you, next to you, coming through the audio, and hear the voice of Jesus speaking to each of us. This is my body, broken for you. Take it, remembering I died for you. Take it and eat it, and as you do, remember my presence within you. Just look around you at the people next to you. Do you see Jesus?
This is my blood.
Poured out for you. Drink it, remembering I died for you. Take it and drink it, and as you do, remember my prayer. Till the end of time, present within you, my love, you are mine. I am the bread of life, I am the true vine. Feast at my table, come, let us dine. I am the bread of life, I am the true vine. Feast at my table,
let us thine.
Week by week, as I come, I share with friends. Sometimes it's more often than once a week. I come and again share with my friends. But when we come around this table, the friendship of Jesus Christ becomes very much alive to us. For we see in these symbols of bread and wine how much love he had for each one of us. I guess one of my favourite verses in the scriptures is this one. Come to me, all you who labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That verse touches me because I have a Saviour whose arms are outstretched for me and for you. In another place and a much later time, this was said: the table of bread and wine is now ready. It is the table of company with Jesus and with those who love him. It is a table of sharing with the poor of the world, with whom Jesus identified himself. It is the table of communion with the earth, in which Christ became incarnate. So come to this table, you who have much faith, and you who would like to have more. You who have been to this sacrament often, and you who have not been for a long time. You who have tried to follow Jesus, and you who have failed. Come. It is Christ who invites you to meet here. That special word comes to us again and again. Come. And I must say that as I look at the table in my mind's eye, I see Jesus here with his arms outstretched, saying, come. So we hear again those familiar words from the Apostle Paul, as he reminds the Corinthians of what had become the practice of the early church since the death and resurrection of Jesus. For what I received from the Lord, which I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So we take the bread. Remember that Jesus shared it with his disciples. He shares it with us. We come in thanksgiving, for here is the bread of life. And Jesus took the cup, and he let the disciples know that as they shared in this in future, they would be remembering the blood of Christ shed for them. So we too come in thanksgiving. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, we come as thankful people as we receive these emblems. We come in remembrance of your lovely life, your death for humankind, and your resurrection. We remember your life of faith and your faithfulness, and pray that as you touch our lives, we may be renewed in our faith. Amen. Will the helpers please come forward? The emblems will be passed along each row as you receive them. Receive them in thanksgiving. Here we share in the bread as we remember the body of Christ. We share together in thanksgiving. And now we remember his blood that was shed for us. We share in this cup with deep thanksgiving. Lord Jesus Christ, you have put your life into our hands. Now we put our lives into yours. Take us, renew us, and remake us. What we have been is past. What we shall be through you still awaits us. Lead us on. Take us with you. Amen.
As is always the case, there's opportunity for prayer if you would like prayer afterwards. And the best way to go about that is ask someone sitting near you to pray for you. If you have a need, whatever that need might be, and you think, yeah, I'd like someone to pray for me, then please do so. And And as I mentioned with our daughter Jess, the change for her didn't come straight away. It took, I don't know how many days it took. How many days did it take, Chris? Two or three. And that was a small space of time, but agonising nonetheless. And carry with you through the day today, I invite you to do that, the word faithfulness, in the context of God's faithfulness to us, regardless of our circumstances. You will know this last song. You will know it through and through. You'll be able to sing it with your eyes shut. Some of you will. We're going to stroll through the first verse. I'm not going to stick to the tempo, so just stroll with me and Jen. Don't rush. Don't try and beat us. It won't work. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. They fail not. benediction this morning is we're going to sing where we started the service. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. And sing it to one another. You know, don't think about singing it to yourself. Sing it to one another. You might even like to take a sideways glance.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is your faithfulness.
Great is your faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Have a wonderful day. Blessings.